Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates back in a couple of moments. So, yeah, as I mentioned about DK Metcalf, I don't know if you guys saw that. it's a great story. It's one of those, you know, you got the serious stuff in the NFL. Larry Brown Sports is good for this stuff. Right? We got the Larry Brown Sports crew on the show. Larry Brown's good for these type of stories, you know, the sort of the side stories of NFL games. And so, yeah, DK Metcalf hopped on the cart, right? So these, and people are like, well, what the hell's going on with Metcalf right now? And Metcalf explained after the game what happened. DK Metcalf goes viral for funny tweet about his bathroom incident. So basically, Metcalf told them he's on the sideline. Basically, he told them he needed to go to the bathroom. Except he couldn't wait, and he said after the clinch, that clinch walk wouldn't have made it. That's great. I've never seen that before. A guy on the sidelines telling, listen, you need to drive me now. Like, I can't. I'm not going to be able to make it if we walk. I can't just do this myself. I'm going to need. I need a ride. I need a ride. I never heard. Remember, we saw Manny Ramirez, of course, had to relieve himself during the game in the outfield, if you recall, in Boston. It's tough. Hey, it's not going to happen. Right? Like, it's going to. I just love the fact that he says after, yeah, that clinch walk wouldn't have made it. He needed a drive. So they won the football game 48-45. Seattle are a whack team, aren't they? You don't know what the hell you're going to get from this team, man. Seattle might score 6 points. They might score 48. You don't know, right? Like, yeah, I don't know how the hell. It's a weird season so far this year. It really is. So we're going over the standings and the odds of the divisions. And I'm going to put these plays in. I don't just talk about this for the sake of it. Like, I talk about it, and I'm looking, all right, I'll share what I think the value is. So the Bengals at +200 is a pretty good play. If you look at this division right now, like, Pittsburgh are not a serious threat, right? They're 1-3. They've got a rookie quarterback now. The Baltimore Ravens are good, but they're pretty erratic. And I don't think they're suddenly going to change. They are who they are. So, and the Cleveland Browns, what, the Browns get Watson back. He suspended, 11 games. So they get him back for the 12th game. They're sort of lingering and stuff, the Browns. I'll give them credit, but their schedule gets more difficult now. We talked about that before. It's not a shock that the Browns have 2 wins. Like, if the Browns would have won this football game today, that would have really changed everything for them. They, you know what I mean? Being 3-1 and knowing you're getting Deshaun Watson back, it was a big loss for the Browns. And good for us for our win total bet to their under. I think the Bengals are going to win this division, +200. Nothing wrong with a +200 play. the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Jason B. Tackafin's going to step up and in a couple of moments. We'll talk baseball with a former minor league baseball executive of the year, a three-time champion, Jason B. Tackafin, as the postseason is starting to take shape right now. It's just a question of, okay, maybe, you know, as it is now, suddenly, the fact is, listen, the Seattle Mariners could end up playing against the Toronto Blue Jays. We thought for sure it was sort of locked in Tampa and Toronto, but not quite yet. So Jason B. Tackafin will join us. We'll talk some baseball with Jason. As far as the National Football League is concerned, we're going over the division odds now that we're a month in. And if you're just joining us, to recap, listen, there's no value right now with the Buffalo Bills to win this division at minus 370. That's what they are. If you like the Dolphins, they're plus 350. I think there's value in the AFC North. The Ravens are minus 105. The Bengals are plus 200. The Browns are plus 370. The Steelers are 25-1. I think the Bengals at plus 200 is not a bad play. Nothing wrong with plus 200. And listen, Pittsburgh aren't winning the division. I don't think Cleveland are going to be winning the division. So you got a two-team race here between Cincinnati and Baltimore. And we have to be concerned and alarmed, or at least aware of who Baltimore are. Right? Yeah, Lamar Jackson's good. Their defense isn't. And Harbaugh seems to make a lot of weird decisions at the end of football games. And I don't think they're suddenly just going to change. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are just the most stable team right now in this division at plus 200. Not a bad bet. Jacksonville, the Jags are actually favorites right now, guys, to win the AFC South. They're plus 170. Titans plus 190. The Colts are plus 190. The Texans are 35-1. I like the Bengals play better, but I don't have a problem with playing the Tennessee Titans at plus 190 to win this division, but I think the Bengals bet is a better.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I like the AFC West. You know, we told you this actually a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, this division's already over. All right, I don't care that the Raiders won today. They're not winning the division. The Chargers are the Chargers. The Broncos are average. The Chiefs, it's the Chiefs division. They're minus 170. They're going to beat the Raiders next week, and this is as low of a price you're going to get. You know, after next week, it's going to be a hell of a lot higher. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 159. The Pittsburgh Pirates, Hustlers, the people of Buzzroom, and everybody else in between, including Jason B. Tackafin, three-time champion, former minor league baseball executive of the year, steps up and in. Jason, always a pleasure, man. How you doing tonight?
Thank you so much. We're coming onto the wire with some of these FanDuel futures that we have, like with the Cubs and with the Padres.
A lot of things are coming down to the wire right now, including teams punching their spots in the postseason. We'll get to the Seattle Mariners in a couple of moments, but let's talk about San Diego. It's been quite the season this year. They faced a lot of adversity, but when it's all said and done, the Friars are going dancing.
Yeah, they have faced a lot of adversity, ranging from having to get a new manager in the offseason with Bob Melvin, and then, of course, a Fernando Tatis drama. And then in between that, there's Blake Snell. There's the Juan Soto trade. Blake Snell, by the way, since his first half, his poor first half, he's got a 2.81 ERA in July, 2.81 in August, 2.5 in September, 3.33 for the year. He's probably going to start Friday. Game one, he's on schedule to start. They got Musgrove and Darvish lined up for this week if they still need to jostle for positioning. So it's a really credit to Blake Snell. It's a really big credit to Manny Machado, who's really been the stabilizing force on field. We talked about it earlier. It looked like he was going to run away with the NL MVP. Now there's a lot of whispers that he probably should win NL MVP. I personally think Goldschmidt will get the vote. Because, again, with these MVPs, it's very difficult because it's so subjective. Goldschmidt's a very easy person to vote for. He's finished second twice. He's got 2 6th-place finishes. He's got a third-place finish to MVP voting. This is a very nice sort of career recognition. This is sort of a very nice lifetime achievement award. But Manny Machado is probably going to finish second, and that's really impressive.
If you're San Diego, would you have a preference in playing the Mets or the Atlanta Braves?
I would want to play the Mets because I would want to play a team that's reeling. I would want to play a team that just went into a big series with DeGrom and Scherzer and lost those games, even though they were playing Max Fried on Friday. He only went 5 innings, DeGrom against Fried. You know, I tweeted it out this weekend. You know, DeGrom's allowed, he's allowed more than 3 earned runs in 4 straight games. And he's what that for most people, that's actually pretty good. But for Jacob DeGrom, that's like eye opening. And it's emphasized even more because he's counted on to be that ace. He's like Pedro. He's like Doc Gooden. You know, he's like Tim Lincecum. So it's emphasized more. Also, if the Mets blow this to the Braves, the Mets fans in New York will probably turn against the Mets just as much as they will be for the Mets. So that would be a very poor atmosphere, I would say, for the Mets. And I would want to play the Mets, especially if you have Snell, Musgrove, or Darvish, or Snell, Darvish, Musgrove going, and you have, maybe you can rest a few of your everyday players, and they're going in on a little bit of a high.
You know what? We saw last year as we're in conversation with Jason B. Tackenfeld, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants had that epic battle, right? San Francisco wins 107, the Dodgers bang off 106. Now, all right, there's not quite as many wins for the Mets and the Braves, but similar situation. And it did drain the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I think so.
So I wanted to ask you about that. How draining is it when you're playing, you know, and you're battling for a division on a daily basis, and then you fall short and you've got to, you know, you can't set your rotation the way you want. Like, it was a domino effect with the Dodgers. They lost Muncy on the last game of the year. They had to, you know what I mean, the rotation, and you know the drill.
Yeah.
You know, what's your take on this?
It was very tough for the Dodgers last year. They also had Albert Pujols, and he wasn't, there wasn't DH in both leagues, and he, you know, they had to bring him in as a pinch hitter in the 8th inning, game 6 against the Braves, and he struck out. He kind of looked a little bit kind of slow against the breaking ball and the fastball. Look, I believe in the emotionally exhausting wins can drain you for the next one. We see it in a lot of big spots. We saw it last year. Great example, 2006, Michigan, Ohio State. Ohio State beats Michigan when they were 1-2. Then they go and lay an egg against Florida in the national championship game. They exerted probably all that energy against Michigan, even though there was probably a month between those two games. You see it very often. Seattle Seahawks, they beat Russell Wilson week one. They lay an egg the next week against San Francisco. I do think it could be emotionally exhausting. I do think that you can sort of waste all your energy because also it depends on your expectations. The Giants exceeded a bunch of expectations last year. And it didn't really matter to them what happened so long as they beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers had won the World Series the year before. Granted, they didn't have their fans. They just had a great walk-off against the Cardinals leading into the Giants series. So that may have also exhausted them also.
It did. You know, San Francisco. Right? Yes. So having to play San Francisco, you know, magnified the pressure. And then we saw by the time they got out of that, it was just too much to ask. You could tell they were sort of, you know, it was catching up to them, and they were on the ropes going into the series against Atlanta already. Jason B. Tackenfeld kicking it with us. So, Jason, San Diego punch their spot in the dance, and so do the Seattle Mariners on Friday night, and in freaking dramatic fashion too, huh? I mean, you couldn't get much more dramatic than that.
We have a hard and fast rule in this house. We do not cheer for any Florida State Seminoles of any sport. However, we did make an executive injunction this past Friday when Cal Raleigh did hit his walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning on a 3-2 count. It was amazing. It was amazing for him to do it in front of their fans, in front of a sellout crowd, the sixth sellout of the season. I posted the radio, Dave Sims, everyone's kind of reaction. It was a very emotional moment. I'm very happy they were able to do that in front of their fans. Now, that said, you and I have talked about they had the longest drought in North American of the North American team sports, the Big Four. They were going to go all in. They traded their top prospect to get Luis Castillo, then promptly signed Luis Castillo to an extension. I think they still left some home playoff games on the table, right? Leading into September 16th, they had four against the Angels, three against Oakland, three against Kansas City. They went 3-7 in those 10 games. That's not very good. And that's not very good, even though they didn't have Julio Rodriguez, they didn't have Winker for a few games, they didn't have Eugenio Suarez. But you can't go 3-7. So now they're playing catch up. They're probably going to have to go to Toronto, which is its own incredible atmosphere to begin with. So even if they would have gotten 5-5, even 6-4, which they should have, it's amazing they made the playoffs. I still think they're going to look back on this season, or at the very least, as they travel to Toronto and say, you know what, we probably could have easily clinched the home spot for the wild card and maybe even had a day or two extra rest.
You're right. It's been the same thing, though, isn't it? That it's psychologically draining. It's almost like the players on the team hadn't been in the playoffs in 21 years before too, and it compounds. So it's a great point that there's all this euphoria that, hey, we made it, but they have left a lot of wins on the table. We know, man, you and I both bet the over 84.5, and it took for freaking ever to get there. But I'll tell you what, it is cool. It is true, Jason. I'm glad that they had that moment. Because they haven't been in the playoffs in 21 years. It's like, all right, yeah, we're in the playoffs. But, oh, yeah, by the way, the three games are on the road. So, you won't be seeing any playoff baseball unless they win the series.
I know. And not only that is they had a chance to clinch the home wild card at home, too, had they, again, gone 5-5, picked up an extra couple games. Because they have their last 10 games are at home. They have Detroit coming into town. They should be beating them, right? Like, this should be a very easy series for them to sweep. Detroit's probably mailing it in. Casey Mize is gone. All their arms, like, they are not in a very full, they don't have a full MLB team right now. So, you know, I think it hurts that blown 11-2 lead last week in the rubber game against Kansas City was very hurtful. But again, it's a great moment for their fans. I don't want to take anything away from it. It's a great moment for Scott Service, by the way. He's in his seventh year. Not many managers or head coaches or anybody in any sport get a seventh year without making the postseason once. And he's been close. He's got 90 wins, 89 wins, 86 wins. But they gave him. They gave him that seventh year. Not only that, they were 18-27, Gabe, in late May after they lost a series to the lowly A's at home. I thought he was gone. I even told – I probably went on the show and said I thought he was going to go because there's a lot of pressure on the Mariners. Credit to Jerry DePoto and the Mariners management and ownership. They didn't waver. They kept him. And that's pretty impressive, and it's paid off.
Jason B. Takifin kicking with us. And Jason, I think it's just good for the game. It's good for baseball. When you see a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for as long as they have been, like Seattle, getting there. And also geographically, I mean, this is a very, very diversified playoff tournament that we have coming up. You've got the Toronto Blue Jays involved. Then you swing all the way to the Pacific Northwest. You got the Midwest with the Cardinals. You got the Dodgers. You got the Mets. You got the Yankees. You got Houston with Texas repping. It really is like a national tournament and spread around when you look at the teams that are playing.
I know, it's a great point. And you know what? No Cubs, no Red Sox. You got the entire country.
Fresh matchups, new teams.
And
Seattle, Tampa, Toronto, Philadelphia, right? New blood.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And the Braves and Dodgers are lining up for the rubber match.
Oh.
That's a great, yeah, I know. I just saw you pull a few tums back there. That's going to be, they are still lining up. That could happen. And I'll tell you this.
I think the Braves want to happen, too. Like, they're like, bring on the Dodgers. Now hold that thought, Jason. We're up against it here right now. More of a chance to be tackled on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Man's Blast, Sunday Bloody Sunday, SiriusXM Channel 159. We're throwing it down. The Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, the former Minor League Baseball Executive of the Year, three-time champion, Jason B. Tackerman, kicking with us right now, talking playoff baseball as teams are punching their tickets into the postseason. And we haven't talked much about the Los Angeles Dodgers over the last couple of weeks, but they're having an epic season. But the epic season will be judged by what happens in the postseason, as Dave Roberts said anything less than a World Series championship would be a disappointment before the season. And in the last segment, just as we were going into the break, you were setting up a Braves-Dodgers series potentially. Your thoughts, Jason?
Well, I think that would be amazing, because you have two teams with the longest playoff records. You have, or at least with the longest streaks, two incredible fan bases. The Dodgers came from behind 3-1 in 2020, albeit it was in Texas, to win that series. Last year, the Braves got him in Game 6 in front of the home crowd at Truist Park. You know, I like what the Dodgers did going into San Diego and winning 2 out of 3. They could have easily swept that series. They had a lot of chances in Game 1, and I'm not the biggest, like, well, if this happens, then this happens. But the Dodgers have to feel good about knowing that they can, you know, face a little adversity, get a little bit more pumped up, get that playoff adrenaline going, because it's very difficult. Every game is the same for the Dodgers. They lead the league in attendance every year since 2013, with the exception of, obviously, the two COVID years. They play in front of a sellout crowd. They play in front of big crowds. They play in front of, you know, when they're 20 or 30 games better than the next team. So going into San Diego, when San Diego's in must-win mode, that must feel very good for them, knowing they can win that series.
What did you make of Alex Verdugo's comments about the Los Angeles Dodgers? And just for the record, if people didn't hear, a 60-game season, it's still hard to judge to this day. Like, yeah, it's a World Series, right? They got a ring, but they didn't play any games at their home field. They didn't. There weren't any fans there. It was 60 games. Anybody could ball out for 60 games. 102 is a big difference. They won it, it's true, for what I call it, but I still see it as a 60-gamer. And, you know, it was kind of a random thought from them years after the fact, and people brought up the fact, well, you didn't ball that year, and your team didn't ball that year, if anybody could ball out. And a lot of people, not just Dodger fans, but a lot of people are like, what, bro, still bitter, huh? Still bitter? What's your take on this?
Right. So first, I'm a fan that all rings are rings, all trophies are trophies. If everyone plays the same amount of games, you know, P.K. Subban won the Norris in 2013. Well, everyone played 48 games that year. So what, he's not supposed to try because it's not an 82-game season? It's silly. Look, for context, Verdugo was traded for Mookie Betts, and Verdugo left the Dodgers, and Mookie Betts put them over the top. Mookie Betts then signs a $300-plus million extension with the Dodgers, and Verdugo's in Boston. He's kind of, for better or worse, I think Boston fans kind of like him, but the stench of that Betts trade and how amazing he is, and how he is already a first ballot Hall of Famer, and how he is in his prime, and how he's doing so well, that hasn't left. And that has reared its ugly head. And I'll say this, Gabe, Red Sox fans are probably the most mad I've ever seen them. They're not sad. They're not angry. They're not jealous. You saw a lot of jealousy in Schadenfreude with the Yankees in the late 90s. There's an anger, and there's an anger of, why didn't we keep Mookie? Like, why did this happen? Why did we let Kyle Schwarber wanted to sign? He's leading the NL in home runs. Hunter Renfrow is having an amazing year. He wanted to sign, or they moved him. He wanted to stay, rather. Like, there's
it was
a lot
almost
of
like last dance-ish, isn't it? I know they didn't win as many championships, but it was almost like they made the decision behind the scenes. Yeah, we're just going to break this thing up.
And Red Sox fans will say that maybe John Henry and company are focused in on soccer, or they're focused in on their other investments. I personally don't think that. But the more you see Mookie Betts play, and he's probably going to bag another top 10 MVP this year in a season where he's just so slow and steady, and he's so consistent. And even his bad years, he's very much, you know, he's Chris Sale-esque, where even his like bad years are still like, oh, wait, he's going to be eighth in MVP or ninth in MVP. Wow, I didn't even notice him because he was just so consistent at an A-plus level. They have a lot of answering to do. It's really hard. Like, if you break it down as a baseball fan, it's hard to procure players like Mookie Betts, like Xander Bogaerts, like Rafael Devers. And you're just – you trade Mookie Betts for 10, 15 cents on the dollar. Who knows what's going to happen to Xander Bogaerts? He may opt into his deal, but he might win a batting title this year. Rafael Devers is one of the best left-handed hitters in baseball, not named Shohei Ohtani. He's going to leave, most probably. He's a free agent after next year, and we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know – the Red Sox have a lot of money. There's a lot of money in baseball. And a lot of fans are saying, like, why is this happening? Like, what? Like, this should not be happening. And it is. And I think that's where a lot of the anger, they're mad. A lot of the mad comes from.
And I understand. I mean, I totally get their frustration. And I would think the same. I think a lot of what you were just talking about would have described the Chicago Cubs situation as well, right?
Yeah.
You know, very, very similar franchises. So let me ask you about disappointed fans. People in Milwaukee right now, pretty disappointed. They, you know, they just don't want to take this thing. Philadelphia has given them a couple of opportunities and left the window open, left the back door open for them. They refused to enter. And here we go right now, going into the final week. There's still two games back.
Gabe, they were 13 games over 500 on July 30th. Since then, they have been four games under. They just lost 3 out of 4 to the Marlins at home. I'm going to say that again. They just lost 3 out of 4 to the Marlins at home. The game they won was Sandy Alcantara's sixth complete game when he threw an 8-inning complete game because they won 1-0. That is inexcusable. I don't care that you're relying on either older bats or hit and miss bats or Willy Adames home run. You cannot lose 3 of 4 to the Marlins. Credit to the Marlins for playing hard. Credit to Don Mattingly, who announced he's not coming back, but the team is still playing really hard. It is very, very inexcusable. Philly's magic number is down to 1. The Brewers should be in this. I was very bullish on them. It's hard to envision them losing 3 to 4 to the Marlins, but that's why futures are hard. And that's why, again, to quote Chris Berman, like, that's why you play the game, right?
So who are you sweating out right now with a couple of games left as far as your futures and bets are concerned?
I took the under on the Padres at 88.5 wins. And I thought that they were just asking for too much to be able to make that big of a jump. I think it was a 15% increase in wins from last year. And I just looked at it. There's only so much Bob Melvin can do. Obviously, I didn't foresee the Soto trade or Tatis not playing the entire season. I knew he was injured. I also took the Cubs under at 74.5. I'll tell you this. Credit to the Cubs. Credit to David Ross. Credit to all the players that stuck around. Marcus Stroman, Wilson Contreras, yeah. That are still playing really hard. They've swept the Phillies twice. And I thought that we were in pretty good shape to clear the Cubs, but they haven't lost very many games. In this second half, they've been on fire. Real
seven-game win streak right now.
Yeah, and they go into Cincinnati. And you know what? That may put them on the right path. That may put them on the right path to be spenders in the offseason because they have a lot of money and they have a lot of players already signed. They're only losing a handful of guys. They may just hit the ground running in the offseason.
Now, FanDuel has they've got the exact result of the World Series up. Very interesting. So it's pretty cool. You just take random two teams and, all right, well, you know, I'll tell you what it pays. So the Dodgers to beat the Astros, that's the lowest paying one. But that still pays 9-1, Jason. So Dodgers to beat the Astros, 9-1. Dodgers to beat the Yankees, 11-1. Astros to beat the Dodgers, 11-1. Yankees to beat the Dodgers, 14-1. Astros to beat the Atlanta Braves, 17-1. Houston Astros to beat the Mets, 18-1. So you get where I'm going with this is there's some pretty cool value on the board. If I had to ask you, who's going to be playing in a World Series? What would be a matchup that you would say right now?
I need to see Jack Flaherty be Jack Flaherty again. I'm not ready to make the decision because he's allowed 12 runs in 25 innings pitched since he's come back. I know they're building up his arm. This is a third straight game where he's had, I think, into the 90 pitches. He went 6 innings yesterday. I'm still waiting to see, again, if he's the Jack Flaherty of old. If he is, I would feel good about taking the Cardinals. And I'll tell you this, I need to see where they kind of sit. But I still like the Mariners. I like their rotation of Ray, Castillo, Gilbert, and Kirby as they can hit the ground running for the next series by having a stud and that or go all in and then have another pitcher pitch game one and then reset the lineup. I really do. They don't have the same trouble, let's say the Blue Jays have, where you don't know if you can pitch Kikuchi, Barrios. While he's very good at home, you can't really depend on him on the road. You actually cannot depend on him on the road. So I like the Mariners a little bit. It's gonna depend though on how the chips fall. But Cardinals, Mariners, I think that would be a really fun World Series, and I can definitely envision both teams have a path to get there. I'm not very confident in the Yankees. I don't think I think that there are too many games under 500. I know that they clinched kind of earlier. At the very least, they went out to such a big lead that their story in the second half was Aaron Judge. And the other story was Aaron Judge. And the whole point was to get Aaron Judge to 61. And so I get that. I just don't trust Gerrit Cole and Nestor Cortez as your two front guys in a big series, especially if there's a team coming in hot, if there's a team coming in that just won an emotional series and that has a lot of adrenaline.
Seattle, a Seattle-St. Louis World Series. I had to keep scrolling. I'm like, all right, let me see if I can find this.
Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals to beat the Mariners, 120-1. Mariners to beat the Cardinals, 130-1. So there's some definite value with that. So we got about a minute left here. We didn't get to a man that you worked with. So John Schneider, Toronto Blue Jays manager, was your manager in a ball. Blue Jays punched their ticket out of the ball. And I tell you, talking to other people, I was talking to you know, Yankee, you know, we had a Yankee guy on the other night, and other teams and other people, they're taking notice. Not a lot of people want to play the Jays right now.
Yeah. And they don't want to play the Jays. And look at the job he's done with Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette was a mystery for the first 3 months of the season. And now he's going to probably lead the league in hits again for the second consecutive year. He's going to lead the league in doubles again, or lead the league in doubles. That's with him sort of moving around the lineup. That's with him not being steady. Now, he had an amazing September, but he is going in super hot. In fact, the majority of his hard stats have come in September. And if he's in the back of Vlad, protecting Vlad, he's batting third and Vlad's batting second. That is a crazy lineup to be able to navigate. And that's not even including a Teoscar Hernandez who went off today. They have a lot of strong hitters, George Springer leading off. I like the Jays too. Like they're just going to fall shy of the 92.5 wins. And it sucks because they kind of did everything. I'll tell you this about John Schneider. He used the U word early in his tenure, urgent. He manages with an urgency.
Play with an urgency. You're right. Play with an urgency. Manage. An urgency.
The reason why you saw this a little bit with Alex Cora in 2018 with the Red Sox, like they know there's a lot of pressure. They know this game is hard. They know, but because if he's going to manage to win, you better celebrate when you have a chance to celebrate. Yes, they quote unquote haven't won anything yet, but at the same time, you know what? If you're going to press the gas all the time, at least be able to signal stretch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Legs when the car's off. And they went to the playoffs. Good for them. He manages hard. Those players have responded really well.
Jason B. Takafin, always a pleasure, Jason.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin. Always a pleasure with Jason. Great stuff. Talking baseball. Looking forward to the start of the baseball playoffs. Let's get you caught up to date with the wild card situation. And we talked a little bit about the Blue Jays on the way out there with them. And it's, you know, we talk about this in sports often. You know, we said earlier, you know, when we're in the NFL playoffs, nobody's going to care or remember what happened in September. It's about peaking at the right time. And I think the Toronto Blue Jays are a good example of this, in which, you know, the Blue Jays right now, they're starting to play some of the best baseball of the season. You heard Jason talk about Bo Bichette. Bo Bichette has, you know, he's on fire. He was kind of struggling earlier in the year, but he's peaking at the right time right now. The Jays have like a complete, they have a complete lineup and roster. You know, they spent a lot of money, this team. They have a lot of talent. And I think they're probably more dangerous, I think, than people are giving them credit for. Their problem is, even if they win the wild card series, which I think they will, they have to play the Houston Astros after. And I don't think that the Blue Jays would be able to beat the Astros in a seven-game series. Or, you know what I mean? In a, you know, even in a if you're playing a best of two or a best of five type of deal, then I think you'd give them a shot. But Houston are going to be tough to beat in a prolonged series, okay? They're going to be really, really tough to beat. Now, you know, five games, anything can happen, right? You know, that's the baseball playoffs. The baseball playoffs, there's no locks as good, you know what I mean? Like, the best team, it doesn't really matter. All it takes is, you know what, you got a pitcher that's on fire, and suddenly, you know, we won 1-0 because of this guy. Anything can happen, but I do believe that the Jays will advance and beat whoever they play in the wild card. And it seemed like it was just sort of set in stone that it was going to be the Tampa Bay Rays, but the Rays have been fading down the stretch, and Seattle have passed them. It would almost be fitting. I mean, the Tampa Bay Lightning just beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs, right? Tampa have been a thorn in the Maple Leafs side over the years, but pretty much everybody. The Leafs have a lot of thorns in their side. But, so, you know, this Toronto-Tampa little rivalry thing, it would have been unique that they just played in the NHL playoffs, and now they're playing in the baseball playoffs. Now listen, it's starting to look this way right now with Tampa. Tampa 4-6 in their last 10. They're a game and a half back of Seattle right now. So it looks like it's going to be Seattle and Toronto. And then, in other words, so it would be Tampa and Cleveland. And as we stated, Tampa are not playing very good baseball right now. You know, Cleveland are a dangerous team as well. But if it looks like it's going to be Seattle and Toronto. Seattle at Toronto, three game, best of three series. Man, that's going to be some good stuff, but I think the Blue Jays will beat them. And, you know, I don't really know. We could say, well, it's at home. I don't really think that really matters all that much, but it's not a disadvantage. But, like, if you look at the Blue Jays, they're 47-34 at home. And they're 43-35 on the road. So there's, you know, they're pretty solid on the road or at home. And similar situation with Seattle. Seattle, technically, they're one game better on the road. They're 43-34 at home, and they're 44-37 on the road. So, like, Seattle playing on the road, like, home field, you know, you'd rather have it than not have it, but it's not the end of the world. It's not that big of a deal once the game starts. It'd be a fun series, Toronto and Seattle. They're similar baseball teams. But and pitching, man, that's tough. I just think the Blue Jays have enough to get it done. Seattle's not 100% healthy, but if you look at Seattle's pitching and their pitchers, they're going to be in this thing. It's going to be a crazy, stupid, like, cool series, man. And then you got Tampa and Cleveland. So I'd be inclined to say that Tampa will lose to Cleveland. Toronto will beat Seattle. And then after would be Cleveland and the Yankees. The Yankees will beat Cleveland. The Astros will beat the Blue Jays. And then it'll be the Astros versus the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. And then I think the Astros will beat the New York Yankees. You know, and people aren't very high on the Yankees. Even though the Yankees have had a great year and Aaron Judge is killing it, nobody really believes, even a lot of Yankee fans don't really think this is a World Series caliber baseball team. They rely on the long ball. It's very difficult to slug your way to a World Series championship. But maybe people are underestimating the New York Yankees a little bit. I think the Yankees will win a series, right? Like, I think they would beat Tampa Bay or they would beat Cleveland, though, you know, whoever they play. But then after, I don't think they would beat the Houston Astros in a seven-game series. Right, we got the best of two, then the best of three, the best of five, and then the best of seven. I don't, you know, I think the Houston Astros are going to the World Series. I think that's how it plays out. Toronto beats Seattle. Cleveland beats Tampa Bay. Houston beats Toronto. The Yankees beat Cleveland. Houston beat the Yankees, and then the Houston Astros are into the World Series. The National League, well, that's another story. All right, this is the National League's not so clear, man. Like, this thing, like, I don't know, man. I get the feeling in the National League, anybody could beat anybody. And I get the feeling there's going to be some surprises. I hope there's not too many surprises from the Dodgers' perspective, but I do think there's going to be, like, some weird stuff that happens. And I don't even know how weird it is, but I'm just saying, like, everybody is good in the National League playoffs. You can't really say that, oh, that team can't win the series. Yeah, they can. Right? And we don't know who it's going to be. Is it going to be the Mets or is it going to be the Braves? That's what I'm saying. I would say now that Milwaukee have screwed themselves. Philadelphia, like I said, Philadelphia gave them an opportunity. Milwaukee didn't take advantage of it. Philadelphia is going to get in the playoffs. San Diego have already punched their ticket. Right? So San Diego are officially in. Now it's, you know, is it going to be the Mets or the Braves? And the way things are going right now, it's probably going to end up being the New York Mets, who are the wild card team. So, and I don't know. Well, Philadelphia, that's what I'm saying. The National League is still a lot in the air. I mean, Philadelphia is only a game back of San Diego. So Philadelphia could end up in second place. So we don't, you know, there's too many variables here. We don't really know who's going to end up playing who here. San Diego and the New York Mets would be a fun series, East Coast, West Coast. I mean, we're going to get a lot of low totals, and I think justifiably so. You got to imagine it would be a pretty low scoring series. Or it'll be San Diego versus Atlanta. And, you know, Philadelphia will play the St. Louis Cardinals. Put it this way. I think the Cardinals are advancing. So we'll start with that building block. I think the Cardinals are advancing. And they would play. I think the Cardinals are advanced. The Dodgers would play the winner of, like, San Diego and the Mets or San Diego and the Braves. I think the Dodgers would advance. They would move on. And as far as, you know, St. Louis is concerned, listen, I think St. Louis are that team. I think everybody's dangerous in the National League, but I think St. Louis are extra dangerous. You're getting value with them as far as the odds are concerned. I mean, they have the MVP in Goldschmidt. They got Arenado. They got Goldschmidt. Albert Pujols is crushing the ball suddenly. They don't have superstar pitchers, but they have pitchers that know how to win baseball games. They have a good manager, an organization with a winning pedigree. The Cardinals are a dangerous team. Like the Cardinals have every bit as much of a chance, I think, to get out of the National League as anybody, basically. I mean, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, or, you know, the best team in the National League. But look at, you know, the Atlanta Braves, man. The Atlanta Braves beat the Dodgers last year. And don't forget, 2 years ago when the Dodgers won the World Series, the Braves were up 3-1 on them. So the Braves are not scared of the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right, so speaking of Atlanta, and we brought this up earlier, the Atlanta Falcons. Who would have thunk it, huh? Two wins. I think a lot of people thought they might win two games all year. Now, it's still early right now, but hey, the Atlanta Falcons are a 2-2 football team, and if you look, you know, in week one, they were leading the Saints all afternoon. They ended up blowing the big lead, the double-digit lead. They lose in week one. You know, against the Rams, they were down, but they stormed back, right? Like, they've just, they're 4-0 against the spread, this football team, and It's interesting to me. It's kind of cool that, you know, it's still early right now the season, but it's sort of taking shape a little bit, and it's cool that we can say, oh, man, well, you got a first-place matchup, which, Matthias, I don't think a lot of people expected. You're a Falcon fan. I don't think you expected that they would be playing for first place in week five against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but here we are. Falcons are getting 8 points in this game. And as we stated, guys, the Falcons are the only team in the National Football League that are perfect against the spread this year, Matthias. They've been money makers, the Dirty Bird.
Well, they're a hardworking team, Gabe. And you look at the Falcons and you look at their personality, yeah, they're not the best team on paper, no, but they're going to work their ass off. And that's how they've been winning these football games. That's why they had a great game against the Saints but blew it late. It's because they played tough. Their offensive line has been fluid. I give them a lot of credit in today's win. You know, they've been running the hell out of the football, the Atlanta Falcons have. And it's not just been because they have a great running back. They've been pulling up guys that were on the practice squad. You know, Huntley came off the bench today for the Atlanta Falcons in that third quarter when the offense went stale. That guy was called off the practice squad, Gabe, and right away he pulled off four huge runs that got the offense rolling again, that gave them the momentum to actually win that game today. So I give the credit to that, to the undrafted, to the practice squad guy that literally got called off the bench, you know, 2 days ago from the practice squad. So it's every guy stepping up for the Falcons right now, and I would take the points. I think the Falcons will lose next week, but I think they'll lose a tight game, you know, maybe a field goal. I think they'll push Brady a little bit as well. That defense has been flying around, and like I told you last week, they're gaining confidence. That team is gaining confidence. That's two games in a row that the defense has closed out for the Falcons, and that's not something that Falcon fans can say every day, Gabe, that the defense is closing out games. Trust me on that.
No, that's a good point. The Falcons' defense has been played better than people would give them credit for. And one thing, listen, man, Arthur Smith is a smart guy. Like, there's the one thing, you know, you can't say that about every coach in the National Football League, but I'm saying as far as his play calling is concerned, he is a very good play caller. We saw the success that he had with Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee, and you're seeing now the success that he's having with Mariota and this offense and this football team. He can put his players in a position to succeed. So here they are, 2-2. Now listen, they're in tough. You're going to get a Tampa Bay Buccaneer football team that aren't going to be in a very good mood after tonight's loss as KC roll into Tampa and punch them in the mouth. Antonio Brown's posting GIFs of Giselle, like, hugging him and stuff. He's whacked. He's lost his mind. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. It's a 3-minute warning. This is Sports Rich. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in here this evening. Wherever you may be, we appreciate it. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin, Mo Khan, Ian Cameron, AK Babano for throwing it down with us. So I wanted to get to one quick, I saw an interesting note tonight. It was David Purdom from ESPN tweeted about the betting in England. And of course, the UK has, they've been betting on sports in the UK for a long time, right? Like, it's one of the biggest betting countries in the world. So how about this? The amount wagered on the Saints-Vikings game at William Hill Sportsbooks in the United Kingdom was 1% to 2% of how much was wagered on Man City and Man U. And remember, MoCon brought this up last week. We talked about it. That it's not like the EPL is happy. The NFL is rolling into London now, right? And let's be real. The NFL wants to go in there for real and have a division, not just a team. They want to have like 2-3 teams and, you know, a team in Germany type thing. They want to have a European division soon enough. The pandemic slowed their plans down. So the EPL knows this and always counters. So they countered with a Man City-Man U match. And Man City messed them up. This is unbelievable. This dude, I wanted to talk about this last week and I didn't get to it. This guy, Erling Haaland, the Norwegian, all he does is score, man. You know, he's the first player in EPL history to score a hat trick in 3 straight home games. You know, seriously, the guy's got 9 goals in the last like three straight hat tricks. Oh, and there's crazy goals. Other than that, you're on your own. Take the Niners later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.